Military working dogs fill many roles on the battlefield, but sniffing for improvised explosive devices is one of their main life-saving duties. After a dog is retired or becomes injured, they go through temperament screenings to see if they qualify for adoption. If not, the dogs are euthanized. Danny Shear served in Iraq for 2 years and is working now to save dogs deemed by the military as liabilities.
I had a dog save my life twice in Iraq, and he was put down because he was deemed too aggressive after he got hurt. So this is my way of repaying.
Shear created SaveAVet.org, which pairs dogs that can't be adopted with military veterans and retired police.
What we do is we take those dogs, and then we hire military law enforcement veterans that have been injured in line of duty to take care of the dog. Their payment for workforces rent free housing.
Now, Shear is looking to build an apartment-style complex with 5 units in the small village of Maryland after a donation of 6 acres of land. But first he needs the village board to grant variances for zoning and a kennel ordinance for properties with more than 3 dogs. Village trustee Margaret Young says the board seems to favor Shear's plan.
It was received pretty well by the board. We certainly feel it's a worthwhile project.
SaveAVet.org has been around since 2006 and has facilities in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Virginia. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.